response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. This was Monday night when 21 people were arrested after disappointed Knicks fans got into it with each other and police in both Herald Square and outside the Knicks Game 3 watch party in Bryant Park. Game 4 is tonight. While the president won't be at the Garden, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says security will be just as tight.
For Game 4, we do expect watch parties outside of Madison Square Garden to resume. Those watch parties will be managed with pens and screening, and we do anticipate the same security perimeter for safety purposes. The plan will be modeled after Times Square New Year's Eve, one of the most joyous nights of the year.
And while it's free, you'll still need one of the 1,000 tickets to get inside that pen. Meantime, the Garden ripped the commissioner over the added security, calling both her and the mayor New York City's biggest party poopers. In a statement, the mayor's spokesperson said, while New Yorkers are understandably passionate about the Knicks, the fights and assaulting police officers will not be tolerated. And by the way, MSG is not the only watch party. You can also go to Woolman Rink in Central Park as well as Brooklyn Bowl. Knicks superfan Evan Pfeiffer is going viral for his Knicks high school yearbook prediction from 6 years ago. His Smithtown High School West yearbook quote was Knicks in six, 2026. Well, now he tells 1010 Wins.
They're all saying Knicks in five, Knicks in four. Like, Evan, you're so wrong. And I've gotten so many DMs of people saying, buddy, you're wrong. Knicks are going to win in five. And some of them I'll respond to and say, like, if my prediction's wrong by a game, that's totally okay because I just want to win the championship.
Meantime, 6 years ago, he says he got grief from his parents for not using the space in the yearbook to list his high school accomplishments. Know your rights. That is the gist of a new initiative by the city focused on both city workers and immigrants. It comes just days before the FIFA World Cup comes to town.
Ahead of the World Cup, the Mamdani administration wants you to be the referee in your life. Their goal? To reach 20,000 people in about 5 weeks.
We wanted to make Know Your Rights information recognizable and easy to carry around.
So what does that look like, giving these out in high traffic areas?
Yellow cards and red cards, mimicking the yellow cards and red cards that are used in soccer.
So the yellow cards connect folks to things like immigration and domestic violence hotlines, even places to report workplace violations. And the red cards?
They provide Know Your Rights information for people who may encounter ICE or immigration enforcement.
She says they want to connect community to city resources. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ahead of the World Cup, the city announces Operation Illegal Ride.
The Port Authority message is don't take a taxi ride at an airport from anyone who approaches you. Taxi hustling is on the rise. TLC Commissioner Midori Valdivia.
Too often, unwitting visitors are lured away from our validated drivers by unlicensed and predatory hustlers who often charge him exorbitant prices.
Well into the hundreds, and sometimes they don't let the passenger leave. Among the new steps the Port Authority is taking, Executive Director Catherine Garcia says, new technology.
When a known persistent offender enters the airport, the new technology will automatically notify PAPD.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
More demands now to ban the city's carriage horse industry. That's after a horse collapsed and died last night in Central Park.
A 16-year-old horse named Dennis suddenly collapsing and dying on the West Drive at 72nd Street about 7:30 last night while carrying two passengers. A 1010 Winds spoke with Tiffany Thomas, a volunteer with NYCLAS, who got to the scene and said many people were sobbing.
Not just myself. There was people, you know, seen two or three people in tears.
The horse carriage union saying Dennis had last been seen by a vet in March and deemed to be in good health. And all of this happening just hours before today's city council hearing, where council member Christopher Marte tells 1010 Winds they'll be reintroducing rider's law.
With 10 co-prime sponsors, that's extremely unusual. When you introduce legislation, sometimes you have one, two, or three council members, but it really shows that we're ready to do this.
A call to ban horse carriages permanently. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
54-year-old Orlena Horbatko of Glen Cove charged with animal cruelty and child endangerment in a case of animal hoarding that brought a hazmat team to her home.
Imagine having to go to school every day. You know, the smell that was in the house. All the showers in the world aren't going to clean you.
A neighbor talking about the two girls ages 12 and 18 who were living inside this Glen Cove home. Authorities say there were nearly 100 cats living in filth, including living in the walls of the home.
Never see friends over, you know, anything.
This cat was just rescued. Authorities say the 18-year-old was the one who called the authorities. Her 54-year-old mother, who had been breeding and selling the cats, was arrested. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A shooting in Harlem leaves a teen with a graze wound to the head. That was on West 124th and Lenox Avenue, where police say somebody pulled out a gun and started firing at around 10 Monday night. The 17-year-old victim is stable. So far, no arrest or even an ID on the suspect. The Peace and Justice Academy in Brooklyn, that was the scene of a stabbing yesterday. A 17-year-old stabbed multiple times in the leg and arm with a kitchen knife, allegedly by an 18-year-old inside the school in Williamsburg. Sana Thompson lives just blocks away and is charged with assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and menacing. The city education department said it's investigating. The Trump administration has sent letters now to more than 500 hospitals warning them that they need to be more transparent about the cost of care. This is the disclosure, or lack thereof, of basic pricing information. This is based on an executive order signed by the president last year, and if they don't comply, the hospitals could be looking at penalties as high as $2 million. Several here in the city are on the list. Bronx Care Hospital Center, both the Concourse and Fulton campuses. Also, Brooklyn Hospital Center on DeKalb Avenue. In response, the American Hospital Association says its members have long supported price transparency, and the majority of hospitals are in compliance with the new regulations that took effect this year. An entire family in New Jersey is now being monitored for rabies. That's after a bat got into their home in Cherry Hill. It later tested positive. Both of the family dogs are vaccinated, but still, they need to be confined and monitored for 4 months. More pet food added to the recent recall we told you about. This is some freeze-dried and frozen raw pet food made by the company Go Raw. Problem is, it's got lower levels of vitamin B1 than it should, and that nutrient is essential for both cats and dogs to maintain proper digestion and neurologic function. The recall adds Steve's Real Food Chicken Recipe freeze-dried to the list, as well as Quest Cat Food Chicken Recipe freeze-dried nuggets and the Quest Cat Food Chicken Recipe frozen diet. The affected food was sold in 21 states, including New York, but not New Jersey or Connecticut. If you've got this stuff, you want to return it for a refund.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.